Good afternoon. And
whoa.
What was that about?
Oh, dear.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's because I'm golfing today. That's the reason I have
it. Do you have a crick?
I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a gas thing.
April Fools!
Oh!
April Fools!
Yeah.
April Fools.
That was terrific. Good night, everybody.
RJ, would you kill that spider on the wall next to you? April Fools! Play it again, Rob. April Fools, April Fools.
April Fools!
Ziziva!
Mike, I know it's a little out of the ordinary, but would you do me a favor?
What's that, Rob?
Will you do a character?
April Fools! April Fools.
Character's not welcome.
Hey, Mayor Barry is dead.
What?
April Fools!
Loud.
Both directions of the Beltway are closed.
What?
What?
April Fools.
Oh, you.
April Fools.
Hey, Mike.
What's that, Rob?
I'm stuck in a loveless marriage.
Oh, that's true. That's sorry. Can't play the. Welcome.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Yes, oh, God, that sucks. Yeah.
There were, that's got to be. That's how they do it.
So it's Crown Royal and then.
Let me give you an example.
All right.
On the Family Feud, I saw one episode where they said, give us something that you would see your reflection in.
Right.
The woman's answer was pond, but they gave it to her because the answer was water. Okay, so they're accepting anything under the umbrella of water.
Well,
we're
right.
accepting anything under the umbrella of exercise.
Water.
And that
water. Water.
What they
water.
Do water. Is, like, for example, when I watched The Feud, they said it was anything that fits under the category of water.
Say it again, Mark. It's cute.
Water.
You know what?
I'm glad you
know what? You're
cute.
Turning the corner on this. You're turning this into an entertaining show.
I'm glad.
This is very good.
I'm glad.
All right. Water under the bridge.
How many of you did you reveal how many points it was for exercise equipment?
Sure. I can tell you. Yeah.
Please do.
35.
Thank you.
Nice.
And,
boy, I tell you, if this
zero.
Doesn't go better, yeah, Mark's going to be in really hot
water.
What did Jesus turn into wine?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, okay. he doesn't that's true.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
You two got a lot to talk about, don't you, Dad?
We exchange a few words, son.
You know what I think, Dad?
Could we sever this family relationship? I'm not your dad. I wouldn't be too happy if I were.
I think you're banging Emma.
Bang. I'd have an ugly expression for that particular pleasure.
How about
I don't like that one a whole lot better.
Yeah, but that's what's going on, isn't it?
If I'd had that privilege, I wouldn't be taking it up with you over a garbage can.
Well, I'm taking it up with you.
You are a miserable little son of a bitch. You know that? I don't know why she took you in the house. I'd bed you down with the dogs. And I'll tell you something else, mister. You may be a lot younger and stronger, but you're about to get your ass kicked from here to the state line. And I'm wearing the boots that can do it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I am not a hands-on operator. That's why that opening totally confused me and Buzz. I'm looking at Buzz like there are 8 new things.
I was highly entertained just with the promo.
It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it's all right.
Young Mark sent me the promo last night. I was so delighted with it.
Right.
I wanted to build it into a very highlightable portion of the show.
Very good.
And
very
so
good.
We put the promo in. We had a shorter movie clip.
Mm-hmm.
And this way people will know what great things await them.
So you did that promo?
I did. I do them every week.
They're not always good, but he does them every week.
Right.
He's a whirling dervish.
Yes,
he's Mark Ronick. Lots to talk about on the program today. Oscar's driving me mad. Yes. Because he brought in some unbelievable looking ice cream today.
It's just Karen. Lunch.
It's just lunch. From Baskin Robbins. What's the flavor again?
Jamocha almond fudge.
Oh my God, Jamocha almond fudge. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the candy that I got for Oscar.
And Baskin Robbins has the best mint chocolate chip.
Serious candy discussion with Rob Spiewak. It's something that bothered me, and I will hope that it would have bothered you as much.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in a second. Also on the program today, finally, the story of RJ getting into a fight. Legitimately almost got us into a fight.
Got to hear
at
that.
A spring training baseball game. Oscar is the ticket broker.
I forgot.
We will talk about that. Buzz fights the system.
Fighting the man, as
always.
It's
a big deal. Buzz is usually very happy-go-lucky. Buzz is going through some serious crap right now. And we'll talk about Pee-wee's Playhouse, that new cable show, Pee-wee on Broadway, which some of us like, some of us don't like. So all that coming up on the big show today. Should I mention the Big Duff?
Sure.
It's sponsoring the show today, our Big Duff. I'm sorry. It's My Vacation Experts that are sponsoring
Although
the
Big Duff is like a mini vacation.
We can talk about both.
It is indeed. Let me see. My Vacation Experts, our show is brought to you by those fine folks today, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel professionals, and then they get in an octagon, and it's amazing. They take their shirts off.
Is there a ring announcer?
And they fight. Not for this one, because they do it secretly right next to where they do the cockfighting.
Oh, the first rule of MyVacationExperts.com is we don't talk about MyVacationExperts.com.
And Allergy Boy, you might want to boost your gain a little bit. I know I hate to say that on the show, but I actually would like
I've
to hear you.
I've never sounded better.
I know. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. Now, I know we had a promo for the bonus hour this week. We've got a great bonus hour with the Family Feud. However, and I hate to just hype, but
hype,
I tell
Mike,
you this.
Hype.
I tell you this because we know that you like the different aspects of the show. Mm-hmm. And the animated feature that we run on MikeOmaraShow.com, it's the cartoon done by Strine Animation. We always say this every single week. Or every single month when he does these. He always outdoes himself.
Yeah.
I really think this one is the funniest we've ever seen.
We say that every time.
We really loved it. And
check
it
out.
How do they get it, Mark?
It will be available on April 5th. That's Tuesday. And we'll have a trailer up later today.
Okay. If you get, go get this one. If you've never seen one of the cartoon shows that we put on our website, it's the cartoon of this show. This starring Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
That's always good for a few purchases right there.
And I was surprised.
As his people get mobilized.
Right. I had no idea this was coming. So when I saw the trailer and I was putting together what was happening, my pants shifted.
Well, this is wall to wall Rob.
Yes.
If you are a Rob mob, right now, let me just say,
oh dear,
it's an educated guess. When Tab Patterson watches this, he's going to have to trade in his computer equipment.
No.
His pants will shift also.
His pants will shift more than any.
Such a nice boy.
When Trip Affleck takes a gander at this, when all the Rob mobites are out there and they watch this, they're going to love this.
Greg and
really,
and Adam.
Much
and
as I hate to say it, because
Johnny Midnight.
It's all Rob, which just makes me want to barf.
Heartbreaker, I know.
But I have to grudgingly admit.
Don't say it, Mike.
It's funny. It's very funny.
It is kind of funny.
Because
big of you.
At the end, he did the thing that I like at the very end. You call it the Easter egg.
Uh-huh. As the Jew, I like to call it the Easter egg.
Is the
Don't pass over it.
It's a little bonus. And really, when you watch those animated features on our website, remember, much like Ferris Bueller,
stay past the credits.
Don't leave the theater.
Yeah.
Until the credits are done and you've stayed through them.
True. Right. The funniest part of Cannonball Run is the screw-ups.
Oh, absolutely.
Hal Needham.
You know, you and I probably go through and watch that scene where they're outside of the ambulance with Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds, and Jack Elam is just about to open the sliding door, and he is hitting Dom DeLuise. Because Dom DeLuise, that might translate to audio.
It might.
Dom DeLuise is cracking Burt Reynolds up.
Can't stop. And he literally hits him.
That was the day, man.
And the thing is the take they left in the movie is almost as funny because the ad lib is he grabs Burt Reynolds by the arm and says, "We're very close."
Yeah, those movies that really didn't even have a script.
Oh,
they just threw all these superstars.
Kind of garbage.
But it also goes along with if
you're watching a bunch of people having fun,
translates.
You're gonna enjoy that.
Built a career on it.
So anyway, we have a huge program for you today. Let me get right to the story of spring training. I brought Raymond down to my house because I'm not technically savvy enough to figure out how to hook computers up and microphones and Skype and do all that. And really, based on the audio quality test that we did, it was worth it because I thought it sounded great from down there.
Yeah.
You couldn't really even tell that I wasn't in the studio. And so it was a success. And because Raymond had that 5-minute project to do, he decided he would stay for 4 days.
Exactly.
at my house down there in Florida. And Raymond and I ventured off to see some baseball games.
Uh-huh.
And I was glad he was down there because, RJ pays for his own ticket. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have to pay for 2 more tickets for Carla and her mom.
Right.
Because they are, scalpers have priced themselves completely out of my affordability range.
You can only afford one each.
And really, frankly, I can't afford them for what they are just for me.
I know.
I mentioned this.
They've gone mad.
I mentioned this after the show. We were just talking back and forth. In Arizona, and I don't know if you can do this in Florida. You can't do this in some states. But in most states, what they do is, these brokers go and get homeless people and pay the homeless people to stand in line at these little gates.
Wow. Is that how it works?
Yes.
That's amazing.
So then they give them exactly how much it's going to cost to get the allotted amount of tickets you can buy in one purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stand there as they purchase them, and then they pay them as the tickets are given to them.
Of course, you know, they do get
billed. So that's the operation. They take a little bus, a mini bus, or a bus of homeless people.
Same people that would be standing on the street corner with the signs.
And then you put them in line. Uh-huh. And then when the ticket box office opens up at 8 a.m., they're all there, and that's how they get them.
Although
all.
It does occasionally bite them in the ass, because you realize now that the Charlie Sheen roadshow never really sold out. It was all brokers, and the brokers can't unload the tickets. So he sold out Radio City twice, but no one's going to be there.
Did you know that?
Because the scalpers and the brokers hold all the tickets.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's an abortion.
Really? So everybody got, because it was such flavor of the month crap.
And by the time he's got his poetry reading together, no one cares.
Oh, my God.
The audience could be empty.
Good. Gee, I'll have to talk to the powers that be at the radio station about those exclusive tickets that we're giving away.
It'll be exciting.
That'll be interesting.
Change the word exclusive to rare.
I'll follow up on that. I was hit with that like 2 days ago.
Wow.
That's interesting because Charlie Sheen is coming to Washington.
I understand the Washington was a sellout.
Oh, of course. Thank you, Rob.
Of course it was.
No problem at all. Look forward to
it. It's a major
that.
Award.
So we get these tickets, and we're going back and forth. I told this story yesterday about the fact that RJ gets these horrible tickets. And
he got raped.
RJ.
Really got hosed. And but RJ did better than I did, because I couldn't find any.
Right.
So we're going to go to the second game, which is the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and they don't call them the Devil Rays anymore. They call them
Rays.
Rays.
The Rays.
And we're going to go to a spring training game and make up for where we were before by getting down there.
And make up as friends as well.
Oh, of course, always. How many hours before
we got there? About 3:45 for a 7:05 first pitch.
Yeah,
wow.
The whole thing. Here's another thing that's changed.
God.
More night games, which is just,
that's not spring training.
No,
it's not.
No,
right.
That's not the spirit of spring training. And baseball, modern sports, what is the NFL trying to go to 18 games? Mm. It's just pure avarice. It is just non-stop.
Yeah.
The greed is so all-encompassing.
Limitless,
it's limitless.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't leave well enough alone. They're constantly trying to squeeze every drop. And it gets flat out tiring when something is pure. You know how much I love this.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
my greatest thing of the year.
Yeah.
I love spring training because it is the opposite of that until this particular trip down there.
So they've moved them to evenings for more sellouts? Is that the point? Because there's certainly no television.
Because they move it so that they will be able to draw on the regular populace, not just the vacationers and the retirees and all those
Snowbirds.
People down there.
Right.
And that's fine because, you might as well give somebody who's working down in Fort Myers a chance, but there are too many of them and they're more sellouts now,
well,
so we have to go for
scalpers. I remember
scalpers.
The famous words of Lee Elian, who said 85% of the world's working, the other 15% come out here for day baseball.
Day baseball.
That's true.
Day baseball, which is a thing of beauty as far
glorious,
as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
When we did it last year, when we went to the Nationals game, is there anything better than a day baseball game during the middle of the week.
Well, especially it's wonderful.
Especially with a group.
Meant to be.
We had a fantastic time.
And also, when you do a night game, that's your evening.
Right.
You do an afternoon game, you get started, you tune up a little bit, then you go home.
Right.
Then you have some fun.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
So we get our tickets, we get scalped again, we get raped again. However,
I hate rape.
We get tickets that are, about 7 rows off the field?
We were in the 6th row behind the net. Right behind a plate.
Right behind home plate, and really...
Are these the old lady tickets?
When you're... No, that was another time.
That was behind the dugout.
We're behind the home plate, and it is really riveting for me. I'm a baseball fan, and I can sit there literally and watch the whole game. I said literally twice. And watch every bit of it, and it's Tampa, it's the Red Sox, and that's when, as soon as we sit down, really, they were there as soon as we were, it's the boy... And his dad.
A boy and his dad.
The boy and his dad.
Age of the boy?
What's that?
Age of the boy?
Would you say 12? Would that be
12 to 13.
12 to 13.
Really? Okay.
And has his glove. Mm-hmm. And as I glance back, dad is head to toe in Red Sox regalia with the hat and the jersey.
Red Sox
and,
fan.
Yeah, he's a fellow Red Sox fan.
You sure he wasn't a player?
And no. I think maybe in his day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe from the way he talked, from the way he flapped his gums, maybe in the day. And he's sitting, they're sitting really more directly in back of RJ than me. And it begins. Now, RJ, it was the one issue I had. You didn't like the volume level. I didn't like the fact that it was nonstop for 5.5-6 innings of baseball. Nonstop talking. Nonstop loud talking for everybody else to hear.
Oh, no.
It was incredible. It wasn't necessarily profane. It wasn't necessarily always heckling.
Right.
But it was
loud and nonstop, and also know-it-all?
Was there an answer to that? Expert.
Uh-huh. It knew expert. Everything about the game and was tutoring the boy.
Little Johnny, got to do it this way. This is the way I'll do it. Do it this way.
Little Johnny is a willing student. He's an apt pupil, like the Nazi movie. And he is an apt pupil, and... He is responding, and you know, this is the drill if you've ever been to a sporting event. It's the talkers that know that everyone can hear them,
of course,
and they want everyone to hear them.
Oh, he's putting on a show.
He's putting on a show, an unsolicited show that not one person, you know, the guy next to him, I think probably was just S-faced, and that's the only reason he was taking it.
So you were next to him?
No, I was actually...
Just kidding, of
course. Was I teetotaling that day?
No, absolutely not. You were on Diet Coke.
Yeah.
That's right.
You were
Do you understand?
It.
Yeah, see, Rob laughed because he thought that he could get me. But you see, you answered the way RJ answered because I said, was I teetotaling that day? And you said, like Dennis f***ing Murphy, you said no.
Teetotaling
See, the answer, RJ, would be teetotaling is not drinking.
Not drinking.
So the answer would have been yes, but I know you're challenged in that regard.
Well, yes, he meant no.
Challenged.
God.
For people that may not, they may not go to a sporting event or they may not actually know the type of conversation that's to be had at a sporting event, whether you're talking about the game or talking about business or talking about what have you, it's the same level of volume you would use on an airplane. Mm-hmm. Where you could talk to the person next to you and they could hear you clearly, but you don't want everybody in the plane to hear you.
Yeah, particularly at a baseball game. You might get loud at a football game because there's more ambient noise.
Right.
But you don't need that, it's particularly in a small park.
Now, even hecklers, if there's creative heckling and it's sporadic, it can be very, very funny. Mm-hmm. There's a player on the Red Sox named Marco Scudero, and there is I would say 8-year-old boy that apparently had a bunch of tickets with his dad, and he would go, Marco, and the whole crowd goes, Scudero.
That's good.
And it's like everybody becomes a child, and it's hysterically funny.
Yeah.
But this guy is just telling his kid how to play ball, and he's telling his kid who the good players are.
You're rather a cunning mimic.
I'm trying to think because it's hard for me to remember what he was doing.
More now.
RJ, was it along the lines of, now what you want to do, Johnny, is that, now look, you see the way he's doing that?
Exactly.
You see the way he's doing that? You see the way he's pointing his shoulder? He's pointing his shoulder at the first baseman. All the guys point their shoulder at the first baseman. They want to make sure.
That?
That right there.
Now
see that?
See, he did it just then. All the good ones do it. You want to be as good as these guys, you got to point your shoulder at the first baseman when you throw. There he goes. Look, he just, did you see that? Did you see that? I was like, I saw that, you son of a.
And mind you, this is in my right ear.
It is literally
110 decibels.
Directly
He's
behind.
He's leaning forward.
Right.
Right at my head level.
And then.
That's what was driving me crazy.
And then the thing is, you would think the poor child, I would let off the hook, but no. Yeah. Because the poor child is from, Rob would know the type of movie that I'm talking about. He's one of, shucks. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's from an Andy Hardy movie.
Gee, Dad.
And he's a product of his environment.
Here's the line when I'm just like, when I lose it on this little future homosexual. No offense to homosexuals.
No, that really is wrong.
I should say, you know, that was horrible, and that was an affront to homosexuals. I'm going to fix that right now, and I'm going to say, this future criminal.
Yeah.
And I don't equate homosexuals with criminals.
No, we've changed it.
We're changing it around because I am not going to insult homosexuals.
Fair enough.
No.
However, it
why
get
praise
to the
child? Call him a criminal instead.
A criminal. Right. Yes. Exactly. Why glorify the child? So
right.
The kid says, the father says, point your shoulder at the first baseman and throw the ball, Johnny. And that's the way they do it. You go, if you want to be as good as these guys. And then Johnny goes, Dad. And it is a... Oh, Dad, I don't want to be as good as these guys. I want to be better than these guys.
Oh, you little prick.
Yes, I know.
By your feet.
Cool.
I know.
All right.
Where
the hell was
it? I lost my lunch.
Jeez. I lost my lunch.
I'll get it for you.
I got to say.
Where the hell is it? I can't.
Right, we will now pause for a moment while Mike finds his windscreen.
I lost my windscreen.
I'm the type of man that likes to get things done. It's very proactive. But yeah. I would never, ever in my life respect the child that says, I want to be better.
Yeah. I want to be. I don't want to be as good as them. I want to be. That windscreen is the most elusive little bastard in the world.
That's not the way you want to talk to a child. Just a brief example. This morning, Julia was feeling better, but she said she still felt sick.
Uh-huh.
I said, Julia, you don't have a fever. I said, here's the deal. You got to go to school. She says, I don't feel good. I said, Julia, the last time I felt good was 1994. She said, I can barely talk. I said, I can barely talk, and I get paid to talk.
Right. Yeah.
You go to school and talk, you get in trouble. Have fun. Mm-hmm.
You got to do that.
You got to bust the whip a little.
So he's, first of all, and here's the difference, Rob. He's getting S-faced. He's drinking.
Oh, so he's steadily. He's not just opinionated, but he's a great dad as well.
Yeah, yeah. He's drinking. He's drinking to the point of slurring.
Gradually drunker.
Am I right or wrong, RJ?
Absolutely.
Parents should not drink.
But he's continuing to drink, and he's getting. So the kid, as soon as the kid, you know, any sympathy with the kid goes out the window. Was like, I want to be better than these guys. And so at that moment, I said, and I hate to bring the gay thing up again, but right at that very moment, at that very moment, what I began to do was what I do. I was fantasizing about how wonderful it would be if I didn't care about police officers and blood and broken bones and a really horrible fight. What I'd really like to turn around and say, I really wanted to just look over my right shoulder. And I said, I wanted to say to the dad, hey, sir, yo, loudmouth, a-hole, you know what? Don't worry about the kid being a pro ball player. He looks more like gay porn to me. I really wanted to say that.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
Wow.
I was so pissed.
So it was a pretty child.
I whispered that to RJ. I didn't even see the kid.
Yeah.
I didn't. I just got so tired of
you
the
got
lip.
Pissed.
And he's going. He's going. So we're watching the game. We're cruising along, and Manny Ramirez comes up on deck, who's now playing for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Hey,
Manny with his long dreadlocks. Yes. Manny, who most Boston fans really give it to because they're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to say that because I am a Red Sox fan, and I do not begrudge a baseball player who was in part responsible of our very first World Series championship.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's the way I process it.
He should still get a haircut.
He should still get a haircut. Absolutely.
Guys shouldn't have long hair.
But the venom, the hate, not there for me because you know what? I remember that.
Right. Sure.
He was part of that thing, and I will be grateful to all those guys that do that.
Yeah. Mike O'Mara with the long memory.
I got the good long memory.
I like that.
And from that point, you know, I'm a mercurial, hot-headed, unfair prick, and everybody knows it. But you know, when it comes to that kind of crap, I think I have a level of fairness.
Yes, yes, you
and
do.
I don't, you know what? And in my world,
there is no fairness in your world.
No. In the globe that is entitled America.
I think he was very fair yesterday on the show.
Sure.
In my world, well, there's something I don't like, man.
Welcome to my world.
I don't like average schlub humps, you know, sitting there
and tearing into athletes. Mm-hmm. I'm not a guy that says, hey, I bought my ticket. I can say whatever I want.
Right.
Those guys are making their living. Suck. Maybe it's because I do what we do for
right.
a living.
Right.
I don't dig it. It pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this guy starts going, quitter!
Ugh.
Quitter! Oh, like that. Oh. Top of his lungs.
And now he's slurring and slopping.
It's right. not creative. No. It's not funny.
Not
and it's
clever.
In front of his kid. Yeah. His kid's yelling it too.
Oh, great.
Oh, and no. suddenly,
future criminal.
To my right, uh-huh. Mr. Diaz.
RJ oh. Diaz.
Completely as a surprise. I wasn't even talking to RJ about
RJ.
It. I might have said something, hey, this guy's pretty. Yeah.
And hey, then what a piece
on.
Of work.
What did you say to the guy?
Well, I was trying to be nice and not use any curse words or anything, but you don't have to yell in my ear.
That's exactly what he says. Yeah. He said, listen, I don't mind you rooting. RJ said, I don't mind you rooting for the game.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind you cheering at a game.
Right.
But you don't need to yell it in my right ear. Uh-huh. And then the guy goes into about a five-minute speech about you.
Oh, good.
And the speech is, he went up to the point where I was about maybe 15 seconds from just, turning
laying
around and saying
yeah,
the hell with it. But if you do that, there's only one alternative.
You're going out.
You're going to have caught. You got to throw.
Right.
I mean, really, you got to throw. And I'm not averse to throwing if the situation is right. As a matter of fact, it's quite fun. But the
and
fact
then there's
is,
trials.
Well, not a lot.
Court appearances.
And certainly not in the last 10 years.
That's true.
Years of appeals.
Years ago. Yeah.
That's right. You and Lindsay.
Years of appeals. But no, this is but at a sporting event when you're a little ramped up,
sure.
you're in public and you just know
guys. Oh, this
just
guy's
a
dick. He's
emotions
asking for
are,
a dick.
Emotions yeah. are
what
running
did he
a
rant
bit high.
About?
And he goes on about, well, I guess certain people have never been to a baseball game before, And I, what am I going to do? Tell this man sitting to my right has been to more sporting events than you will ever on your best life,
your lifetime,
yeah.
achieve the amount of games that he has been in the stadium
yes.
for. He has altered his life to get to different baseball
and
football
games. It is his lifestyle.
It is what he does. So he goes on and on. And
so instead of making any comments at all after that, I stared at him.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he was babbling and running his mouth. I was actually waiting for him to do the swing.
Because mm-hmm.
I've been swung at by other drunk bastards who attempted to miss
yeah, Mike.
And missed. Actually, Mike came to my rescue on that
yeah.
one.
I was sitting there going, I stood up between that next inning after he did that.
Uh-huh.
And I gave this guy the direct look.
Oh, yeah.
It was not a leer. I will give you the look because you're the most convenient
okay.
location.
Thank you.
I stand up and I stretch my legs and I go like this.
Just a wow. stare. Really a stare.
Wow. And you know what? But people
a
need to know.
Cold stare.
Cold stare, unblinking. Uh-huh. Also the working of the mouth to uh-huh. let people know you're annoyed. And a little working of the leg
yep.
that is not outwardly aggressive.
Right.
He,
no, but not a
and
one
Mike
bit passive.
Meets
my Mike
eyes.
Turned around and faced the back row.
I
uh-huh.
literally,
straight up.
I yeah. turned completely around to the guy and I stood up and I just went like this.
Gave him that stare.
Wow.
That
and
cold
stone
stare.
Cold
just looking,
stare.
Just looking at the guy.
And then they kissed.
Here's the
no,
good news.
No, I'm
either,
only kidding.
Either the stare after. Worked, but my theory is it wasn't the stare. It was the fact that he was getting his beer on and he got tired.
That's yeah. what
he
happened.
Got tired of mouthing Ran for down. The rest of the game. And it was actually pleasant towards the end.
And also, you drink enough, you forget what you're doing.
Exactly.
You do. So.
Exactly.
What
it was,
were we talking
crazy.
About?
I love this guy.
But, you go to a game, and with opening day of baseball season, I figured that was a good story, good
like
time
that.
To share
yeah.
it with everybody.
Yeah.
And
it's funny you share that because I went to the Caps game last night.
Yeah, good.
Oh,
what a
yeah.
great you saw. You stayed
oh,
for the
yeah.
whole thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, you good. Saw a dandy last
yeah,
night.
Yeah,
boy, what a good game.
Boy, what a dandy.
I met a guy at Clyde's because Clyde's for anybody in the DC area is basically right next to the Verizon.
It's the place to go.
Yes. And as you say that you haven't gotten any scuffles and you haven't been aggressive and last 10 years have been kind of tame for you, this guy that I meet says, "Yeah, you do that show with Mike O'Mara, huh?"
Oh no!
I'm like, "Yeah." He
oh
goes,
no! This
he
is
goes,
Clyde's. This is I've,
he goes,
I have darkened their door.
Was it goat
and their
he
towels?
Goes, why? What's going on? Is he really such a like that big of a dick? And I'm like. Well, this is strange. This is my friend. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
And he says, Well, I was here about a year ago, and he was here with his wife, and I was with a friend that had a Yankees cap on. And I guess after maybe too many drinks, Mike stood up and belly punched him, basically, yeah. him, and said, "I said, let's go," and started like trying to fight my friend.
Oh, because, he's full of crap.
Because
that
he had
never happened. He's full
that's
of
because
crap.
He had a Yankees hat on.
That's a lie.
I said that does not sound like my friend Mike.
There's no way.
But it does sound like something that maybe. Possible when my friend Mike drinks a lot.
I remember the incident,
you
and
do?
I remember belly thumping the guy.
Really?
I wasn't trying to fight him.
Okay,
I wasn't trying to.
Do
fight
they
him.
Know that, or were you just doing shtick?
I was doing shtick.
Okay,
I was doing shtick and belly thumping the guy. Incidentally, if I want to fight with somebody, I'm not going to belly thump.
No,
them.
That's what
that's
I do.
Not exactly.
Yeah, no, that's not your
a
style.
Man that looks like me. That's really not how you want to show aggression.
You probably did say something, and if I know. Guys,
oh, I know. I definitely saw
if
it
I know
something.
Guys in Yankee caps, the guy was probably a jerk. Mm-hmm. And when Mike saw the Yankee cap, that ramped Mike up.
Yeah.
And so these two guys clashed.
One question.
Words were probably exchanged.
One question. Yes. Slightly questionable in intellect from this gentleman, this particular guy.
Yes.
Did he seem a bit
Did surprised? He ever in his life
just
say the phrase?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And maybe his buddy a little less.
Yes. Yeah, but they were P1 fans.
Did
really?
You get the impression that at any time in his life he had just said, Yankee?
No. I just the way he described it was, and you can admit, you turn on a dime.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
And
then
he said that everybody was having an amazing time.
Right.
And they were excited to be hanging out with you and your lovely bride.
Right.
And then out of the blue, he said it felt like he spotted out of the corner of your eye his friend's Yankee cap. And then that's when it started. Like the heckling.
Well, Mike would say what? Something. Yeah.
And after that, Mike, he says he remembers Carla pulling a shiv. It was a hell of a night.
Carla actually apologized for you when you guys left.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She goes, that bride is beautiful and nice because she came over and said, I'm so sorry. He's hammered. Let's go.
You know, they do sell that Stella Artois on tap.
Wonderful beards.
And I have a chemical imbalance with that. But if I'm
that's good beer.
Boy.
If I'm going to fight a guy, really want to fight a guy.
I know you would have fought him, yes.
I'm not going to belly thump him.
I thought that was hilarious.
Hey,
not your style.
Hey, Yankee fan. Yeah. Yo, Yankee fan.
When he told
they they didn't get the joke.
No, they didn't get it.
Right. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
no.
And they, but also, I will say. Hey, you, come here. Come here. Let me thump you with my stomach.
Yo!
Let me thump you. That's how I show
and
aggression.
And your words were to him, come on. Come on.
Well,
that is so not true.
This story is like going between things that I'm going, oh, it's total crap.
Believable
to things that I'm like going, well, that could be me.
You know what it is? It's like an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah,
it's
little,
based in truth.
A little tense. Now, if you'd said Mike was down with his bass player, I would say, I remember that time. That was scary. We do have to break. We will come back and continue these and other fine subjects of Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to segment two of the show. We are delighted to have you with us. Yeah. I really shouldn't go out in public and drink.
Belly bump now.
Hey, going to Jimmy's tonight.
Yes, I am.
You're going to be there tomorrow.
I'm going to Jimmy's.
Oh, you are? Well, I was going. Okay.
Are you going tonight?
I'll see you there. I'll look for the corner for
you. Yeah, Carl and I are going to Jimmy's tonight.
Excellent.
Wow.
Excellent.
You know, because it's like we're trying to figure out something to do because I don't have the kids as I expected.
Right.
And Carl is like, well, where do you want to go? And we're like mentioning all these like restaurants that I can't afford to eat at anymore.
Yeah.
It's very, very sad. And
you could
like
have an appetizer.
We're going down the list. And then she goes, Jimmy's, and I'm like, yes,
yeah. Guaranteed
so,
fun.
Come out to Jimmy's if you figure out.
Mike will be there.
That I'll be there.
But don't wear your Yankees cap.
No.
Or do.
If you want a belly thump.
That's the story where it's just like they could
it
so
could
easily.
Be either
I have definitely been. Here's why I think there's some credibility.
Okay.
To that.
Don't admit to anything.
I don't admit to anything. But the fact is, it's post game, and if it's post game, and I've been drinking beer at the game. You know,
post game Stella,
very, very possible.
Post-game.
But I don't, you know, with Carla, I don't normally get in that. But if Carla and I were to, you know, choosing a night where we were going to roar after the game, and if I'm in that bar, just the very fact that I'm in that bar after the game would tell me that not only am I attending a game, but I'm having a night.
And it wasn't, but it wasn't.
And I do turn on a dime. It's
horrible. The story wasn't, the wasn't of hard feelings.
I hate my drunk
self.
You
know what the story is? The story is when you're talking to a guy, I say, did you see that National Geographic special? Mm-hmm. Did you know that rhinos could do that? Like, that's, like, that we were talking about. And I was like, you know what? I did see that special.
It was crazy.
Mike, you know what it is? It's like the movie Rashomon.
I mean,
one event can happen and everyone remembers it differently. It's just sad you don't remember it at all.
Well, you know the TV. You know the TV broadcaster, Al Kokin?
Dude, smoking Al Kokin.
Well, he's a regular Clyde's after the game.
And you know what? He's a great guy.
And Al is a very good friend of mine. Right. You know, and I walk up, and the last time, I don't think even Al talked to me, because the last time I was at the game, I walk up in back of him, and he's talking to this chick, and I literally just put my hand on his ass.
Oh,
and
no.
I wouldn't remove it. I just gripped it, and I just stood there in back of him, and that's all I remember doing.
And he didn't move or run
and
away.
And then there's another time when it was after a game where Paul, my bass player for the band, took me down, and we went down there, and the morning after, I took a cab back here, and I think I was telling the cab driver that I was in the CIA, and he dropped me off
you
at the house.
They
idiot.
Never hear and that in Washington.
I was telling the cab driver I was in the CIA, and then the next morning when I called Paul, I said, hey, I'm really sorry about last night, because Paul drove me down there, and at one point, I had Paul drop me off on M Street and said, I'll be right back, and I vanished.
You ditched him,
and
really.
So I talked to Paul, and we have this conversation. I said, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I had a little too much to drink. I'm real sorry about that. I know why I did that. I really shouldn't have behaved that way and all that. But it's like Paul's like, well, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, I didn't know where you were, man. And I finally ended up driving home. I was worried out of my mind. Yeah. And I was like, is everything cool? Yeah, everything's cool. Yeah, everything's cool. Yeah. Hey, listen, when you check your email, I quit the band last night. I
said, oh no.
I said, is that still? Are you going to honor that? No, that's all right.
Just
it's
delete
cool.
it. Yeah.
So anyway, it was
someone else sent it.
That's Clyde's.
Yeah, Stella Artois.
Draft beer. That's good. I'm so glad you told me that story because it'll make me behave a little better tonight.
It will.
I
do get mean.
Join us Monday.
No, I wish I wasn't a mean drunk.
You're not always mean.
No, I'm not always mean. No.
It's just there's either that sip or that shot that just all of a sudden takes you from what was a nice 60 cruising speed to 120 who wants to die.
I know.
Really, and you know what? We have the same thing. We have you and I have a large window.
That's like one drunk talking to another one.
Yeah, you and I share.
Oscar has total street credibility with me.
You and I share a large window in our drunkenness of happy people want to be around us.
Right.
But then you turn to homicide.
Yes.
And I turn to somebody kill me. I get depressed.
Oh, really?
You get
quiet.
Yeah.
You get quiet and like kind of hang your head and just like get that glare.
Well, I realize where I'm at.
Yeah, but you're better than I am. Rob, you are the best drunk in the world.
No.
Rob, I swear to God.
I mean, sure, I'm good at it.
You are but you are funny.
Yeah, expert.
I love it when you get that certain level. I gravitate to you more than anybody else because
you're
did
sweet.
Like when you were on the Sun Porch after we did the Raw shows.
Yeah, when I said I was going to leave
for five hours. You had about a 2.5 hour window where it was just like I was like I was the puppy dog going, "Where's Rob?" Where's Rob? Want to be around Rob? You know who also? Here's surprise, surprise. You know who gets a little pugnacious when he drinks?
Who?
Mr. Easygoing over there.
Does he?
You know that politically when you?
Really?
I'll give you. This is the example I'll bring
tell,
up to you.
Because I don't recall
the
this.
Police guys. And you're not. It's not. It's not
that.
Like you're violent.
No.
Or you're even
a
directly
confrontational. A little cocky, right?
You just don't. You're not going to take any crap.
Not afraid.
And you will. You will definitely speak what's on your mind.
And you reference the Huffington Post at least 5 times in a conversation.
When I was writing for the Huffington Post.
We do have a good bunch of drinkers, though.
We do.
We're good. We're good at it, and we like to do it.
Now, the ticket broker, did we cover this? The Oscars?
No,
we need to mention this.
What the hell is this story?
So, my mama, who, again, I love her to death, loves spending money she doesn't have. Uh-huh. You missed that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She has like 10 printers.
My mom racked up $23,500 with a debt in a year's time.
On a credit card with Home Shopping.
No, on 19 credit cards.
Yeah, she has 19 separate. Like, it was like a big to-do.
19 cards.
Big to-do.
Oh, my God.
Because what had happened is, since my father's been ill, my father, I guess, basically, I haven't been home, and I don't really monitor my mom all the time.
Right, you can't.
So my mom's been leaving at 7 a.m., coming home at 8 p.m., blah, blah, blah. And my dad is like, something's up. Like, something's up with mom. She's got this anxiety that she's working so much.
Working.
Like, and I've told her she doesn't need to work this much. Mm-hmm. Something's going on. So basically, I procured her Social Security number and everything. I ran her credit report because I felt like There was bills that she was paying off that nobody knew about and she was hiding.
Oscar is the detective.
The detective.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. Ran it. It turns out that she was at zero like a year and a half ago. Now she's at 23.5 in debt. And I think it really was out of loneliness
boredom.
And despair and boredom.
Right.
And I remember I used to joke about this. I used to go home and there'd be another package from QVC or another package from Home Shopping.
It's not like she's alone in that addiction.
No. Mm-hmm. Right. So
that's right, Mike.
My mom, who we have
Mike.
Just,
yeah, man. I got plenty others there, pal.
So basically, it was a come to Jesus with my mother to try to tell her that she doesn't need to buy these things. And we all, because the way she would do it was this. If she was all our moms, she would seek Home Shopping instead of buying one printer for the home. She would think we all would need printers eventually. This is such a great deal.
One for each of us.
Yeah. She would buy every, so when my sister or brother or I would, hey, there's a printer downstairs for you to come pick it up. I got a great deal. Like, but she's playing with plastic money.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's not real.
Do you remember examples of stuff you would get that was cool from your mom that you would take and actually use?
Absolutely. Really? I said we were all to blame because we never thought twice, where's this coming
from? And you never wear that Susan Anton sweater.
No, but it would be something like a clock radio. So things that you would never
clock
think about.
Radio.
Like a special. 1970.
No, that like had an iPhone dock and like, we're like, wow, she knows we have iPhones.
Oh, man. So she was doing this for everybody.
Yeah, but she was also doing it. And as I learned more and more about it, it was a depression.
Sure.
It's loneliness.
Totally
get this. It's like you want to feel... The lady who can barely speak English has called in and tried to get on.
Well, who hasn't done that?
And you know the screener was like, yeah, just hold on because you're never getting on air because they can barely understand you.
QVC has the hardest screeners to get
past. So where does the ticket broker
So the ticket broker is this. So my mom no longer has... access to this type of, which we basically have to deal with like a child. So if
away her cards.
So if she needs something, she has to call and this and that.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's where we are.
Understood.
Because my father has ridden on his white horse and said, "We will take care of this." But there's new rules of engagement.
New sheriff in town.
So you, and your mom is cool with that.
Is cool.
Well, it's the Latin thing where.
No, it's not the Latin thing. But, ask Rob how he manages his money.
But Papa has weighed in.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The Latin thing, and Mama understands that.
I actually took the formula that Rob and Carrie use at home, and that's what we're going to do for my mom.
Okay.
Now do you know that formula?
You will break even, but you'll be miserable.
What is the formula?
No. I have a check card. I'm never given cash. If I have a big purchase to make, I clear it with her. I'd say anything over, $80?
Okay.
But she knows what I'm going to spend on gas, liquor, and I guess that's what I buy. Mm-hmm. But she knows what I'm going to spend.
And she will alert you when you're...
When we get down low.
How much you spend on gas a month?
Oh, man. Once a week, probably three times every 2 weeks, $60.
$60.
180, so $360 a month.
So just about what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the same.
Well, we've got equal commutes, really.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
right. So,
and the same engine.
I was asking you because if you could figure it out, I could figure it out.
Right.
So I'm becoming more aware of it as every tick of the price goes
up. Oh, I'm afraid my accountant could tell you precisely what I spend on gas.
Okay.
So he basically has a system where someone is monitoring, engaging, and really... helping that person understand how much money they have left in their account. And
it's nothing exact. It's like the meter on your gas on your grill.
Gotcha.
It just gets me in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we have for my mom now because we set up a budget for her.
Good.
And it's working wonderfully because this is the same woman that you get pissed off of at the grocery store that pulls out a checkbook in 2012.
Right.
Yeah. All right? So she's got the card. She knows how much is on it. And we give her a heads up when it gets low.
Right.
That's great.
So... In the past, my mom would just pull out the Visa and do what she wants with her dollars. Uh-huh. But now, since we're all involved, she calls me yesterday and she says, as I'm going through, as my life is crumbling around me, I think she's calling to console me or calling to, say a happy birthday or something nice.
Not that.
Oh, Scott, I'm sorry to wake you up, but...
she woke you?
Did you get those Yanni tickets for me?
Yanni.
And I said, excuse me?
Yanni.
She said, yes. Yanni is coming to the Warner Theater. And he's going to be here next Thursday. And my father and the family and the little kids are coming in town. And we all want to go as a family. So if you could, give me those tickets so I can go.
How many tickets does she want for Yanni?
Well, first off. I don't know this because she just thinks that we had this conversation 5 months ago and I remember. And second off, Yanni is sold out.
Oh no.
He sold out years ago.
Is it here in D.C.? Yanni
he's coming
sold out?
To D.C. Yanni is sold out.
Jesus Christ.
So I finally get to the
What's
crux of this.
Society?
When I call my sister, I said,
it is D.C.
I call my sister. I said, what the F is this Yanni situation and why am I involved? And she said, oh, I totally forgot to tell you.
Oh, yeah, great.
She totally did.
Yes. Ma, he goes, myself, the family, the kids, because my little nephew Luca is obsessed with Yanni.
Wow.
Are all going to see Yanni together.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, why didn't you pick up mom and dad's tickets while you could sit together? She goes, I totally forgot. I said, you know mom's calling me right now to get these tickets?
So your sister already has tickets.
She bought her tickets, not my parents.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's no good.
So you were expected to pick up the slack and get the parents the tickets?
Now I am. Because you know my sister says, no worries. I'll go online today and get them. I said, no
Are
worries.
Are you on StubHub looking for Yanni tickets?
I All said, right. you're effed. You're effed because they're sold out. They're I guarantee gone. You don't even have to go out on the computer and know that.
Wow. Mark is on StubHub right now. And we're checking.
He had it
for
bookmarked even before he knew we were going to talk
happens
about Yanni.
What happens is a busload of homeless people.
No.
So have you done any? Right. Have you done any investigative journalism for Yanni?
I am scared to look.
Wow. Okay, do we have it?
It looks like it's $136 a ticket.
A ticket.
God. Reasonable for Yanni.
Oscar has that F me look in his
is
eyes.
Is that on StubHub?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Which
oh,
means boy. That's as low as they'll be.
Yeah, the most expensive here is $225.
Wow, and that's the, those for the
but
now,
does how that many? Come with a souvenir pan flute?
Are there any tickets seriously to anything anymore that are under $100?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it exists.
How many? I saw the Moody Blues for $40.
How many are you supposed to pick up, Austin?
Two.
Okay, that's not terrible.
It's
terrible.
Not terrible. Yeah. You know what's terrible? You know what? My sister's consideration of to course, her brother and her family.
Now,
naturally.
Your mother, will she be upset
that they're not sitting together?
That they're not sitting together.
Well, she doesn't know. My mom doesn't know how these things work. She thinks this is Latin America. America, and we can walk into a row and say, here's $100. Why don't you guys go to the side?
Is there any way to find out where your sister's
My
tickets
sister
are?
My sister said that she would call me today
okay,
and we would figure this out. And I said, you better call me with the credit card
this
number.
This is going to be a great phone call.
I'm not picking up good. This right. tab.
Good. You know
this
what?
Mistake.
Very then
good.
You know what you do is that when she calls you with a credit yes. card, get a what's the most expensive seat?
$225.
Where's the location?
Orchestra.
That's yes. nice. Very
that's good. Where they are.
All right, good.
That's where
there
my sister
go.
Is
All right,
with Luca and everybody else.
$500.
Looks like a $450 expenditure.
What if I wanted to go? Nobody gave me the heads up.
What science fiction movie are
what
you watching?
What if I was in a loving relationship and I could go with someone?
You wouldn't want to go even if you were in a loving relationship.
You know what? It would end any loving relationship. 2 hours with Yanni Christodoulos.
Yanni at the Acropolis. One of my favorite CDs.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Yanni.
Yanni. Okay, well, speaking of loving Hi-oh. Relationships, we will get to that on Monday. We will also Please. Get to, just very briefly, Let's because not. We've got to cover this the beginning of the week next week.
Yes.
How are you doing with your insurance?
Better, I think, but we're not there yet. I don't know.
The scary thing is, Mike,
very scary.
New York found the cobra. Buzz's cobra is running out.
My cobra is still missing.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Monday's show, Buzz Burbank in the playlist entitled The System.
Now, right. you did a tease, and yes. I must ask, can you, in 90 seconds, tell me about your candy displeasure?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
real
yeah,
quick.
Please,
this
please.
Is easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to get the group of mixed candies, uh-huh. okay?
Right.
We go, and in the candy thing, they have, and mm-hmm. I think I can remember it, all right?
Okay.
They've got Skittles.
Right.
They've got yeah. Reese's.
Right.
They've got Snickers.
In the same package.
In the same package. Right. I think I'm right.
Okay.
I'm just going to include
Sounds
I'm
right.
include them all,
Sounds
and you tell
right.
me what's wrong with
okay.
this. They've got, okay, they've got, I'll start again.
Skittles.
They've got Skittles. They've got Reese's. They've got Twix. They've got Snickers,
uh-huh. right?
They've got Kit Kat,
okay.
and they've got Milky Way.
Right. Problem is so clear. It's okay. Skittles.
No.
Yes.
But
they're all chocolate based candies.
I know, but
fruit, I agree.
But see what where I drew the line. Uh-huh. And RJ,
I'll tell you.
Do you know where the does anybody know where? Do you know where they are?
The bag of candy.
Get the bag.
RJ
yeah.
does.
I'll
yeah.
tell you.
Get the bag. All right, bring it in here.
The bag is empty. But
I don't like the Milky Way.
All right, I'm going to tell you what I think is wrong with
Which
this.
Which one doesn't fit
And
in your
obviously,
mind.
Well, I got to bring the bag out
All right,
for, the,
okay.
for the purpose of
yeah,
this
Yeah, we
discussion.
Did. When we came in today, we saw a large bag of mixed candies.
The guy in the Costco looked at me like I was a maniac.
Really?
Yesterday.
Well, I think right. what happens is the Kirkland people put together that mixture. and they sell it.
Did you belly bump the guy?
And incidentally, no, but I got my American Express bill, and you better put me on that same thing you're putting your mother on.
Oh, after last month.
Oh, God, Costco is tough, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a new world. It's very exciting, though, to look at the month ahead of you and realize you've already spent all your money.
You're going
to
be living on a can of tuna fish like those Libyan rebels.
Did you get the ab roller that turns your whole house into an antenna?
It doesn't do that.
But I want to get the new twisty thing.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Have you seen that one? You know the one I'm talking about?
Yep,
it's the ab twister.
You know,
it's perfect. It's going to work.
Mike, the answer is not in a device. I mean, there's nothing you can't do on your own without equipment.
That's within you.
Yeah, but it makes it more fun to have equipment. All right, bring it in. We're going to chuck it over
here.
He's
got a sack.
Reese's.
Oh, my God.
You know, it only took you 40 minutes to get it. Thank you.
Can't write it.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Reese's and M&M's.
All right, here we go. All right, Rob, here we go.
All right.
Okay. All right, we've got Snickers, Reese's, M&M's, Milky Way, Kit Kat, Almond Joy, Twix, Crunch, and M&M's. Tell me what's wrong with this.
Almond Joy doesn't belong there because it's made by Peter Paul Cadbury Mounds.
Kit Kat and Twix should not be in the same bag.
Why? Too similar.
That's right.
Exactly.
It should be either Kit Kat or Twix.
Not both.
Because Twix has a wafer thing and the other is a cookie thing.
I agree, yeah.
Here he goes. His ice cream. Here goes Sugar Lick. Yeah. Sugar Lick's taking a look at the bag. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the audio vault.
Candy vault.
The magic audio vault.
We'll be right back after this.
Can't open it. I gotta open it.
Fight! He's a fighter!
Welcome back. Let me belly thump it.
The strength of 10 men.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Here we are.
I'm so weak now.
We're here.
I can't open it.
Now it is time for Oscar's nap.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
I'm so
tired.
All right.
Wow.
You know, packaging. Packaging in America. That's all we effing know how to do.
I am sweating from wrestling.
At a time, America's slipping in so many areas. We got the packaging thing lit.
May I see it?
Right. Hold on a second.
It reminds me, did you guys see that Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes.
He's trying to open the package.
Was it a smoke detector?
It was something like that, an electronic device.
There you go, pal.
Appreciate it.
Help yourself. Rav's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by the Big Duff 2.
Yes.
This is our golf tournament, and we want you to get involved in this. We want to sell this thing out before the end of April, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, please.
It's our second annual golf tournament, May
21st. Oscar, really? Putting M&M's in your ice cream?
Oh, good man. I like that. That's good. I'm all for that.
That's a fat guy move.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Anyway.
I've given up.
Yeah.
He stopped caring.
It looks like it.
It's May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. It's a day of golf and hijinks.
Well, I wonder if this is a Friday show.
By our end of the world after party at a secret location.
Ooh, very skinny.
Does that mean we have a real secret location or you just have
no, it's secret as no, he doesn't know yet.
No, we have it all secure. We just don't want to reveal
it's
that or else
secure.
Everybody's going to come piling in.
And then it won't be secret.
That's right. We're going to do horrible things.
We are. Possibly, yes.
Anyway.
Buzz. Anyway, Buzz and his loot.
Rewrite this copy.
All right.
Because every time I read... Four packages are available. When you're talking about golf and you put four, you have to be careful with that. Because fours are like four samples. Four samples. So we have several packages.
Something for every pocketbook.
Just under five packages available.
Just under five.
And remember, Mark, when we have the secret party, open the candy bag in advance. We don't want an embarrassing situation.
Events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details or call Jason and call him today.
This is Jason.
At 703-628-1343. Thank you for your help.
Limited seats available. Limited spaces.
Yeah, get in early.
And he won't do it until I do this.
Thank you for opening the thing. You know, Mike, I don't go out looking for Ann Curry to screw up. I don't search it out.
You don't have to really look.
It just happens. Today, now the kid,
I love it when Ann Curry screws up.
Today,
we all do.
Mike, do you want to just take your candy and go?
You know what?
You think you're fooling everybody, don't
you?
Well,
you know what? Honest to God.
Yes.
You know, seriously. I understand the Almond Joy, probably your most expensive candy in here.
Uh-huh.
So, where you know, you say Almond Joy on the top of the big bag, and then you hide them in here.
You have to dig, and you can't find.
This is Ann Curry is sitting in with Matt today. Uh-huh. This is the first thing she says on the national broadcast, the jewel of the NBC News crown.
Uh-huh.
It's written for her.
All right.
This is how she says the broadcast opens
Ann
today.
Curry.
From NBC News. This is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Baby.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
And good morning. Welcome to Today on a Friday Morning. I'm Matt Lauer.
And I'm Ann Curry and from Meredith. Good morning, everybody, and happy, you know, April Fool's right. Day.
Oh,
but it looks like Mother Nature is feeling like she's playing a joke on us because it's beginning to look a little bit like Christmas.
Wake up. Wake up, bitch.
Can we hear it once more?
Seriously, wake the F up. For Christ's sake, you're on the network. Get up or get proper amounts of sleep.
You're opening a network television program.
I'm on the edge.
Oh, no.
I don't need to get the sleep, okay? I'm on the lowest rung. I'm clinging to my career. I don't give a rat's ass if they put me in a dumpster tomorrow. But you are on NBC.
Okay, here we go. Friday morning, I'm Matt Lauer.
And I'm Ann Curry and from Meredith. Good morning, everybody, and happy, you know, April Fool's Day.
Idiot.
But it looks like Mother Nature is
worst
feeling like it's
playing. Worst broadcaster on network
playing. Hey, you know,
I swear to God.
I think she said Mother Nature.
That's
the worst. That's the least of her problems.
Then she goes into, and you know, because listen, and you say, hey, you guys criticizing network anchors. No, we're all broadcasters, and we know when someone's faking it, and it's so transparent.
Because it's the first thing she says of the day, and it's written for her.
Right.
And because we hear it, well, first of all, to have that feeling when you have that national open coming to you.
I was huge.
Oh my God.
I get excited and I'm just watching.
Exactly. My nipples would be erect every day.
Right?
Exactly. And you would be
prepared.
That's
why you'd be fired. It's the nipples, Mike.
I've watched them do this. They are there a long time.
Yeah.
They are in their chairs a long time.
And
they rehearse this.
It's fail-safed to death. I mean, everything's in place. The teleprompters, everything. It's really hard to screw up.
I like it when we're all picking on her. Play it one more time, Rob. Go ahead.
Yeah, boys.
Jealousy.
From NBC.
You know, you can see when they zoom in, you can often see the teleprompter, and it says, Good Morning, and Matt Lauer.
And Meredith Vieira.
Baby.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
And good morning. Welcome to Today on a Friday Morning. I'm Matt Lauer.
And I'm Ann Curry and from Meredith. Good morning, everybody, and happy, you know, April Fool's Day. But it looks like Mother Nature is feeling like it's playing, she's playing a joke on us because it's beginning to look a little bit like Christmas.
I hate her.
Ann Curry brought to you by Mark Ronick's Family Feud.
That's right.
There you go.
We both have the same reading program.
She needs a lozenge.
Now, here's a guy that knows how to talk, Mike, knows how to sing, knows how to speak. William Shatner's new album will drop soon.
Oh, good.
A track has dropped. It is it's leaked out. It's a cover of your favorite Deep Purple song, Mike, Space Truckin', and it's William Shatner assisted by Edgar Winter's less talented brother, Johnny Winter.
We got music in our solar system. We're space trucking around the stars. Come on! Come on!
All right, here's the question.
Come on!
Right.
Let's go.
Has Shatner perhaps played this game one too many times?
Yes, especially when he does it lighthearted like this.
Right.
I liked when he was at Common People, the name of the song that he
has
covered.
Been. Has Been. Has Been.
That from he did the Has Been album.
That he did with Ben Folds. That was great.
But guys, if your agent calls you and says, look, it's time for one of those again.
The freak said, and those cats.
And it makes you a little corny.
I don't want to judge the new album just based on this one cut. I'd have to hear the rest of it. I have a great admiration for this guy.
I do too.
And I think about, what is it, the travel agency that he did.
Priceline.
That he did. He went into that deal for $0 and 0 cents.
Right.
He said, if this thing works, I got to take. If it doesn't work, I walk away empty handed.
Really, when it comes to TV stars who have mastered the art of self-deprecation, Shatner owns it.
Yeah.
It belongs to him.
And Has Been. The album he did with Ben Folds is phenomenal.
Okay.
It really
very
is.
Good. Very good. And I still like T.J. Hooker. I like his girdle. last night on the MTV, they did the Jersey Shore reunion show.
Ah.
Now, I have to be careful with this because
I like the header on this.
We have a broadcast outlet. Now, let's say you worked at a car wash, Mike.
Okay.
You want your rims to be clean, right?
Yes, of course.
And, you know, you can get your windows. You can get a window job.
Yes.
Right? You want your bumpers to be clean.
Right. But I like
you
really. There's nothing I like better than seeing my tires shine.
Uh-huh.
And if I, you know, especially I usually, on some cars that I used to own, I have very nice rims
and
on
them. And so you want to have a job done.
Yeah, a very nice job done on the rims.
Whatever it takes.
Dina is a regular on the Jersey Shore, and out of nowhere, she denies that she's ever worked in a car wash.
Very good. Let's listen.
Okay, here we go. Classy lady, Mike. I know you love a classy day.
Right. I just want to get this straight. I don't. All right.
Whoa. Who even asked you that? Who asked you that, though?
I just want to freaking put it out there. I just want to put it out there.
Oh, man.
I don't. Barbershop made that up. They told me they needed
that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's what we talk about the barbershop.
poop comes out of a butt.
And you know what? You really can't argue that.
If you stubbed your toe outside of that house they live in and perhaps drew any kind of blood, you would have lesions covering your body.
Oh, yeah. Your skin would immediately begin to slough off. No.
They are. There is so much disease in that house in Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying.
And they're not bright enough to combat it.
Exactly.
That's the problem. I'll tell you who is bright, Mike, is former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's coming out with a new comic book.
That's exciting.
It's being drawn by Stan Lee. Do you want to hear him talk about it?
Go for it,
Governor. I like his voice.
The idea of doing a cartoon character and to do the Governator is very simple. It takes my entire career, basically. If it is bodybuilding, if it is action movies, if it is the governorship, it takes all of those things and combines it into one and makes it into the Governator. That guy is designed to fight crime, to fight the natural disasters. This guy will be jumping into action, the Governator. And it will eliminate the problems.
It will eliminate the problems.
He learned English up into a point, and that was it. Got time for one more,
Well,
Rob.
I'm going to leave you actually with a song, because we're going to take us into commercial.
How about a song?
Foo Fighters has a new CD that'll drop soon.
Cool.
Tracks are dropping. This is another great record. This is called Our Landry. New Foo Fighters, and Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
All right, while we're playing that, I'll actually close the door, but you'll still hear the song.
Right.
That's the way that goes, and we'll be back with Buzz in the News right after this.
A simple round of conversation became a shameful equation. I flipped you station to station. Hey, don't go and turn the other way.
Too long to get to the hook. All right, we are back on MikeOmaraShow.com.
They fight the food.
And you know what else? They recorded the entire album analog. That's really cool.
That's very cool. Let's get Buzz Burbank in here and get the news update. Last one of the week, the guy that is fighting the system every day, and he's here with a news update right now. Buzz Burbank, take it away.
Go get him, Norma Ray.
Brought to you today by Mother Nature and Complete Tax. This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free, or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals.
Something, Mike.
Business owners and the self-employed.
Hey, you threw me an almond joint.
Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee and guaranteed accurate calculations. Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Amen.
Now, if you're anything like us, and I know you are,
helping.
You are desperate for some good news. Have some ice cream, Oscar.
Everybody's relaxing.
Everybody at home, get yourself either candy, ice cream, or
I'm
both.
I'm so sorry.
No, enjoy. Don't stop.
News time is treat time.
How's this? Well, how about some good news to go with that ice cream?
I like that.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week, and consumer confidence has at least stabilized. Business activity expanded in March at the fastest pace in 20 years. Sales are up here and overseas for our manufacturers. Payrolls have increased. Quoting one top economist, we have an economy that is growing solidly. All numbers are pointing to improvement in the labor market. Quoting another, the labor market recovery is gathering momentum.
Mark Ronick?
Yes, sir.
Will this translate to more money for the Mike O'Mara Show?
Absolutely.
I love that answer. See, that's what I love about Mark Ronick.
Yes.
I say a lot of mean things about Mark Ronick, but that's the go-to attitude.
Optimism.
That's the go-to positive attitude
that's
that
what
I love
you hear.
Because it totally balances out me.
Secret word. Layoffs are down. Consumer spending is up. With all the really bad stuff in the news lately, we thought you'd like to hear that. Also encouraging is word from U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who says our military will significantly ramp down its commitment in Libya.
Hey, Buzz, something for the Ustreamers. Why don't you ask me where I'm from?
Where are you from, Mike?
West Virginia.
Got to look at those teeth.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To which Gates adds, and I quote, there will be no American boots on the ground in Libya. Gates says he also believes that because of the NATO efforts there, Gaddafi will either leave Libya or behave better. Experts say they don't know how radioactivity leaked into the groundwater underneath that failed nuclear reactor, and they say they don't know how it leaked into the ocean, but it did.
I don't know.
Fortunately,
I don't know.
Fortunately, the radioactive material on the loose there is iodine-131, which has a half-life of about 8 days. That means it loses half of its strength every 8 days. Still, it's thousands of times higher than safe levels, and the evacuation area around the plant may now be expanded beyond its current 18 miles. U.S. ships, meanwhile, are helping to carry in fresh water to continue to cool the overheated reactor cores. And although the crisis continues, some attention's being paid now to the cleanup, which could take decades.
Guys, you've got to get these up off the floor. The dogs will get them.
Understood. I'm trying to catch
them. Chocolate kills dogs.
Mm-hmm. In this, that would be unfortunate. In this
country. Unfortunate.
In this country, it's not so much the radiation as it is the stink bugs. The infestation spread to 8 more states over the winter.
I am at the kitchen table. This is no lie. Carla, 2 nights ago, we are having a conversation. Mm-hmm. She says, stink bug. And I look to my left, and there on my kitchen table, crawling across, is a stink
bug. But your original reply was yes.
Yes.
Yes, sweetie. The infestation spread to more states. Now 33 of our 48 mainland states are battling these bugs.
Don't you have a tape of a stink bug? A really big one.
Mm-hmm. Named after the aroma of their guts when you squash them.
Oh.
I don't know what you want me to play. I made a problem.
I want you to
iguana?
Play ready. Growling. The dog.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Stink bug. Here's one now.
Oh, they're horrible.
They've gotten bigger. And some of them are mean.
Yes.
Stink.
Oh, no.
They are not poisonous, and they do not carry disease. They just eat crops in your garden, and they will bite you, and they multiply like crazy, each female laying some 30 eggs per season. I know. The federal government has spent $10 million trying to exterminate them with no luck so far.
Can I add something to that?
Sure.
So I guess the story or the book on stink bugs.
Yeah.
What's their hustle?
What's the book on stink bugs?
Says that you're not supposed to kill them indoors. That if you're going to kill them, you should grab them and flush them if you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Because when you kill them or squash them indoors.
Stink. They smell.
No, they send out like a homing beacon to all their friends. Oh. Come help me. I'm in trouble.
Really?
Right before they die.
You know, of all the insects I've ever seen, they resemble like a stealth bomber. They have
or a dinosaur of some sort.
They have a technologically advanced look to them.
A little brownish, grayish shield.
And it's like a piece of armor on their back.
And they're not as bad as the other bug, the stank bug.
Stank bugs. Or, God forbid, you get the skank bugs.
Oh, they're the worst.
Those are on the Jersey Shore.
They'll drink all your vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Mark had those. Yeah. This week's notable.
Oh.
This week's notable quote.
April Fools!
Exactly, friends.
Hey, Oscar woke up.
Oh, he's full of sugar. This week's notable quote comes from the Home Office in Florida, where Democratic State Representative Scott Randolph, that's Randolph, Scott, was debating a measure that had to
Whatever happened to him?
He was debating with a business versus labor.
Two people that are going to enjoy that joke. Okay?
Well, people understand it. I'm going to play that record after the show.
Anybody who's
so it'll understand.
Anybody who's watched Blazing Saddles should enjoy
all right,
that.
That's fine. Blazing Saddles.
Now, this lawmaker argued that you can always count on Republicans to be pro-business over the little guy, and he suggested that if his wife could incorporate her uterus, they'd be less interested in regulating it. He's now been called out for saying uterus in front of the House pages and other children who may have been visiting the gallery.
Oh, so what?
I know. And finally, also from the Home Office, even shoplifting's a little different in the Sunshine State. A 46-year-old woman has been arrested in...
You're on a great roll with Florida.
They never stop giving.
Are you taking a paper from there or something?
Funny you should mention that. The Ocala Times is outstanding. A 46-year-old woman has been arrested in Okaloosa Island for the second time in 4 months for shoplifting. This time, when deputies found her, she was sitting on a nearby bench. They found the following items that she had taken from the Surfside Outfitter shop on the boardwalk.
This is going to be good.
6 postcards, a charm necklace, a pair of sandals, a dolphin necklace, 3 wine stoppers, including one that featured a flamingo. In other words, all the essentials. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. There are a lot of travel websites out there.
You bet.
I'm going to tell you that I think it's time, based on my surfing, to try something different. And that's why I would go to My Vacation Experts and let them give it a crack, because right now, really tough to get around this country of ours.
Yeah, you bet.
Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget, we have a very, very funny bonus hour coming up today.
Yeah, sure.
You want to check out the Mike O'Mara Show Family Feud. Mm-hmm. And on April 5th, Don't forget our animated series that's coming out that continues. Gabe Strine Animation with a very, very funny
stand thing. Behind that.
Did I get everything in there?
And Omerica comes on later today at 1 o'clock.
Omerica later on today.
Oh, and I have to panel on that today.
Rob will be there.
Yeah. Oh, you're coming in today.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Very good. Check it all out, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao,
bye. Bye.
Andy?
Everybody knows when you go to the show, you can't take the kids along. You've gotta read the paper and know the code of G, P, G, and R, and X. And you gotta know what the movie's about before you even go. Tex Ritter's gone and Disney's dead and the screen is filled with sex.
Whatever happened to Randolph Scott riding the trail alone? Whatever happened to Gene and Tex and Roy and Rex the Durango Kid? Oh, whatever happened to Randolph Scott, his horse plain as could be? Whatever happened to Randolph Scott, this happened to the best of me.
Everybody's trying to make a comment about our doubts and fears. True Grit's the only movie I've really understood in years. You've got to take your analyst along to see if it's fit to see. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
Whatever happened to Johnny Mac Brown and Alan Rocky Lane? Whatever happened to Lash LaRue? I'd love to see them again. Whatever happened to Smiley Burnett, Tim Hope, and Gene Autry? Whatever happened to all of these has happened to the best of me. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.